Haven't done this in a while, but I'm glad to be back on stream. If all is going well, I can take donations now. Streamlabs.com/oinks1, YouTube.com/oinks, all good stuff. You'll be able to see my quite inactive events thingy. Good or potentially bad stuff. Hopefully it can turn into good soon. I'm about to get this flight started. So we are departing from Westchester County, New York. And we are gonna head up to KVPC, which is I already forgot the airport already, somewhere in New England. I'm going to unpause the simulator. I'm going to load my flight plan. I'm just gonna let FSX Pilot do the rest. Because I just programmed it. Close the file. Close a bunch of this. This other stuff. I'll have that open. I'm gonna say PBA cars better be connected. It's freezing on me again for whatever reason. It must be OBS. I'm gonna unpause simulator. I'm gonna turn off the parking brakes.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
And I'm going to ping up auto. Oh wait a minute.
Lucky Martin registered. Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
Go on load.
Flight was up menu.
I think it's already running, so I'm going to run it, and we are going to get underway.
Autopilot. Check. Runway KHPN16 selected, sir.
Active Sky should be up and running. You're about to taxi.
Lucky Martin registered. Pre-car 3D registered before. Switching to true headings, sir.
No ADC this time. Don't feel it's necessary.
Show desktop. User promoted mode. FSX Pilot. Active Sky. Desktop. Lucky Martin registered. Lucky Martin registered.
And it is weird. Every time I go to the desktop, I get that weird, thing. And I really hope that my Facebook page, that the alerts to, for this particular, these particular things are not being posted to, my, flights, I'm not being posted to my Holding Musical Spectrum page, because that would just be horrible.
Jim Holiday, join.
So I've already tested this flight, kind of, and I know that, you know, that this part of this works. Hello, Jim. Welcome back. I know you've been viewing these for quite a while, and It's all good. Hopefully it won't buffer like it has previously. You know, just taxiing to runway 16. Matter of fact, let me check the progress on that. So basically, since we're blind and we can't taxi, the way that FSX Pilot taxis is it takes your current location, generates a couple waypoints to the holding point of the runway, and then goes to them, and then stops. And then I've programmed this flight plan to just start taking off. As soon as we get to the runway, we're just gonna go straight. We're just gonna do a straight takeoff. Well, not a straight takeoff, but a definite takeoff. And it takes a bit to taxi, but we'll get there in... Well, I did... This particular flight is supposed to be, you know, we can fly it on any day, but it's supposed to be flown at 12:15 in the afternoon, so I set the simulator time for 12 o'clock. So that means when we're in the air, we shouldn't be late, let's put it that way. So I gave myself like 15 minutes to get ready, including taxi. Every time the engine slowed down a bit, that means that it's, you know, turning and going to a new waypoint, almost kind of like a taxiway, but FSX Pilot can't do the actual taxiways. So it resorts to this instead. Online controllers don't like it, but it is what it is, and they're gonna have to deal with it. So, again, I need to try a VATSIM flight one of these days.
Speed set to 0 knots.
There we go. About to take off in a couple seconds.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 150 degrees. Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAB lights on. Climb rate set to 1,000.
And if you can't find the first waypoint target, go fly.
Speed set to 170 knots.
The airway. Closest
NAB
airway.
On. V1. Rotate.
V1.
Of course, the
NAB on.
PVA cars is behind as usual.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 164 degrees. Altitude set to 3,400 feet. Next waypoint out selected.
Nice, it's selected. Cool.
Rotate.
So, if my programming is correct, FSX Pilot should... We should hit a speed to 13 knots by the time we get to this out... O-U-T-T-E, waypoint, not out. O-U-T-T-E. I'm just talking on Twitter.
V2.
By the way, we I am using ActiveSky. I am using real weather, so whatever the real weather is in Westchester is what we are flying in. And no, I think it's, we're flying at about 170 right now. And just double check that, say airspeed.
Indicated airspeed is 173 knots, sir.
Alright, well, you know what? I'm gonna wait until, let's see, what is our altitude right now?
Current altitude is 3,182 feet, sir.
3,180, so 3,100, so we need to be 3,400. Hopefully FSX pilot will, since the waypoint for out is 213 knots, hopefully, you know, it will do that when it gets either to 3,400 or, I mean, I can always do that.
Selected 133 feet
per minute climb rate right now, so we're almost there.
Switching to true headings, sir. Flying airway B99 until reaching HFD. Target out selected.
Alright, we're gonna go.
Target Vegas selected.
Fly direction submitted, fly speed submitted, takeoff, 150, minimum speed save, cruising, one speed save, 207 KNTS, status channel.
Speed set to 207 knots.
Didn't want to stall there, sheesh, due to that turn.
Autopilot make, map check, multi-line, crater. V's selected for, selected minus 62, selected 3400, V's object, multi-line, crater.
And because of, because of that turn, I didn't have it at the correct speed. We kind of lost altitude a bit there. And we're going back down to 3,400. And we're now flying the airways now.
Greater speed set to greater target Vegas, greater Bama. Greater target Vegas, greater target out selected. Greater Bama, greater target, greater flying airway B99 until reach, greater switching to true heading, sir, greater say altitude. Greater say airspeed. Greater next waypoint out selected. Greater switching to true, greater target out selected. Greater Bama, greater target Vegas selected. Greater speed set to 207, greater. Greater speed set to 207 knots, greater. V object selected 34, selected minus 55, so selected 34, V object multi-line, greater.
Target NEI selected.
Greater target NEI selected. And A, speed A, and NEI, greater. Greater target NEI selected, greater speed set to 207, greater target Vegas selected. Greater target NEI selected, greater.
Now this isn't quite what my flight plan said, but it did say to follow the airway until, HFD, so, gonna fly the until HFD, and then we're gonna switch to another airway. Like I said, airways are like highways on, and not on roads.
RVD register V4. autopilot main path object. Multi-line meeting object. Selected 34. Selected 1. Selection remove. Selected meeting object. Multi-line. Trigger.
Alright, so can we go to...
Trigger.
Should be able to go to 213 now. Because we're...
Trigger.
Speed set to 213 knots.
Trigger.
Current altitude is 3,408 feet, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, turbulence and all that, it's gonna...
Target route selected.
Autopilot main panel. Greater target route selected. Space art. Space. Greater target route. Greater say altitude. Greater target route selected. Greater.
I love following these airways.
Greater.
Estimated time en route to Trude is 0 hours 1 minute. Estimated arrival time is August 9, 2018, 1:15 and 28 seconds. Target merit selected.
Greater target merit selected. A R merit E R I T space. Greater.
Now since we're safely, you know, cruising along. I'm going to go to the PVA site and see what our flight status is, whether on time, delayed. I hope it's not delayed,
certainly.
Good, so we are on time.
Lockheed Martin registered, we are ready to register before.
Target sorry selected.
Yeah, this is pretty much the route is planned by onlineflightplanner.org exactly almost. I haven't seen some of the waypoints, but sorry, we're going to sorry now. It's pretty windy out. I'm guessing due to the wind that we got going on out here. I can hear the wind. See what a flyby sounds like at this speed.
Target dealer selected.
Lockheed Martin registered. name, add a map set. Multi-line, greater. Greater target, yellow selected. Yellow, white, greater.
Got quite a bit of airways left. We got like 3 or 4 airways, well, 5 or 6 airways left, actually. It's gonna take me about an hour and some change to get to this next destination.
Target HFD selected.
Alright, once we get over here, we're gonna switch to another airway. Next time, now that I know how to really do these, program these flights, so the farther airways, I will do ATC next time. Maybe I'll, well, if I can, I'll do PF3. I'll load PF3 up and see what we can do with it as far as VFR flights go. I just want, you know, to be able to get traffic announcements. Oh, that does not sound good. Something just hit the plane. Must be incredibly, Hey Google, what is the weather in Westchester County? Okay, yeah, I mean, it's New York, so... I try to download weather every 5 minutes or so, it'll get whatever the latest weather is that we're flying in. There's the rain. You know, is this the plane that has windshield wiper? I can't remember if this plane actually has windshield wipers on it. I know I read somewhere one of the planes that I was looking at had windshield wipers on it. And this would be a perfect time to use them. I don't think this one does.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 80 degrees. Switching to true headings, sir. Flying airway B167 until reaching PVD. Target HFD selected. NAV on. Target Druid selected.
Oh shit. Man. Combined with the wind, the rain. Oh, that sound didn't sound good at all. Is there thunder out or something? Dang. Does not sound good at all.
Indicated airspeed is 210 knots, sir. Indicated airspeed is 217 knots, sir.
Oh man, am I gonna get. Oh shit.
Current altitude is 3,534 feet, sir.
Crap, is it gonna fly straight into turbulence? Oh no.
Estimated time en route to Druid is 0 hour 6 minutes. Estimated arrival time is August 9, 2018, 1:31 and 50 seconds. Stall warning. Stall warning. Stall recovery initiated. Speed set to 207 knots.
Wow.
Altitude set to 3,196 feet. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 98 degrees. Speed set to 207 knots. Stall recovered, sir. I saved your life and reputation. Don't I deserve a hug? Please adjust speed now if necessary. The flight plan was running, it is now on pause. NAV on. Speed set to 213 knots.
I think it's turbulence, and I don't think your active sky has an easy mode for us.
Estimated time en route to is 19 hours 46 minutes. Estimated arrival time is August 9, 2018, 21:13 and 20 seconds.
Pause up, light, stop, low FSD, more text, pause, light, stop, light, red, light, with available R. Stop, light, with S. Pause, light, with E.
I'm gonna check for curiosity's sake. No, I don't. There is.
Lucky Martin register, please. Lock our 0 1 column 4. Ops 21.1.5 6 years. Act check. Lucky Martin register, please. Lock our 0 1 column 5. Sign 11 0 1 column. Ops 21.1.2. Act of 5 for 3 4 and 7 0 1 column. Direct message mentions. Help with it. 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 Active Sky for D3 introduction form. Stop introduction form. Screen review, July 22, things busy, zero boss. Stop on, share by two, pack zero, flex zero, KSEA, favorite meta rank, six, act ID, title. Phone WX control, map on, regard 3D connected. WX mode, live real mode. Version, 67/9/28/0528, stop /9/28, version, 6773. WX mode, live real mode. WX mode, left click. Contact on, regard 3D connected. Phone WX control, phone WX control, map on, the on, flight plan, read question mark, and G's available search. Act ID, title.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and...
Rest.
exit Wow. That is insane. I can't fly in the current weather conditions.
Indicated airspeed is 213 knots, sir.
VE stop selected 317. Selected 3196. VE stop multi-line trigger.
Like, FSX pilot was having a severe time with that. Oh my. And now I don't know if my flight plan is... says it's running, but...
It's
on my waypoints and... Next waypoint?
Switching to true headings, sir. Flying airway B139 until reaching Indy. Target LaFay selected. NAV on.
Alright, there we go again.
Lockheed Martin registered, R3D registered, B4.
I'm gonna try this again. Launch after this guy again and see if it'll actually if we get into that situation again, I'm going to just that must be seriously bad weather here or something. And this must be the kind of turbulence that this must be the kind of turbulence that pilots have to manually fly around. If that's even what it is. So we kind of missed an airway. Dang it. So now we have to fly extra.
Miles
until LaFay. But since we're not flying from the waypoint that we needed to get to. To fly that airway, you know, we're gonna fly. You know, we're kind of. You know, it's gonna take us longer, but. Plus, this is also gonna be the first flight where I actually did stall. Well, no, well, maybe. Almost stall, thanks to FSX Pilot.
Target Jakuk selected.
So my cruising all about 3,400.
Altitude set to 3,400 feet. Target number is selected.
Trigger.
Climb rate set to auto climb.
V is selected 3,400. Selected 200. Selected for V is multi line. Trigger. Greater climb rate set to auto. Greater set climb back. Greater target of air selected. Devera. Greater.
See, I don't think that particular waypoint was in my. Route because we're on the airway at the wrong time, but we'll get to the waypoint eventually and switch over to the Gale, the one where we have to go to Gales.
Target PVD selected.
Back to PVD again.
Greater target PVD is greater. V is selected 34, selected 222.
Oh no! Not this again, damn it.
Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoilers set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir. Speed set to 207 knots.
Abject.
Overspeed situation recovered, sir. Indicated airspeed is 126 knots, sir.
And so we should be going, we're climbing and we're going straight to 207. Probably should stay on 207.
Knots, sir.
Actually.
Indicated airspeed is 117 knots, sir. Indicated airspeed is 203 knots, sir.
I leave it there. I'll leave it there for now. You got the
Selected 222, selected 3400. Selected 222, selected VE's multi-line, crater. Crater.
Current altitude is 3,386 feet, sir. Target Indy selected.
There we go, Indy. Once we get to Indy, we're going to switch over to another airway. Weather permitting.
VE object selected for selected 222, selected 3400. VE object multi-line, crater.
Okay, I think...
Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
Crater.
Climb rate set to auto climb.
VE object selected 3,400. Selected 222. Selected 3,400. VE object multi-line. Crater.
And we kind of stopped climbing. What the hell's up with that?
Crater.
Current altitude is 4,471 feet.
Oh
sir.
Crap! We're going.
VE selected 3,400. VE multi-line.
Shit.
Crater.
Climb rate set to auto descent.
VE object selected 34, selected 222, selected 30, VE object, multi-line, crater.
It's not even, what the hell, climb, dash, 1,000.
Crater.
Climb rate set to minus 1,000 feet per minute.
VE selected for selected minus 1,000, selected 3,400, VE object, multi-line, crater. LT. Crater.
Current altitude is 5,703 feet.
Oh
sir.
No, what on earth? We're like in an endless climb.
Object, multi-line crater. VE selected 3400. Selected minus 1000. Selected VE object, multi-line crater.
I can't. Am I gonna like crash and... Is the wind so high that the...
Crater.
Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
VE object selected 34, selected minus 1,000. Selected 3,400. VE object multi-line crater. Crater.
Climb rate set to auto descent.
VE object selected minus 1,000. Selected 34. VE object multi-line crater.
Oh man, this is not.
Crater.
Estimated time en route to Indy is 0 hours 2 minutes. Estimated arrival time is August 9, 2018, 1:44 and 57 seconds.
Object. Multi-line. Crit. VE object. Select the 3400. Select the minus 1000. Select VE object. Multi-line. Crater.
Yeah, I wouldn't have this if the easy mode was in active sky where it wouldn't do these like... ridiculous
crater.
Pockets of turbulence.
Lucky Martin Regis. Autopilot made an object. Multi-line crater.
Can you like seriously stop climbing?
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 96 degrees. Speed set to 165 knots.
Object. Multi-line crater. Object.
Altitude set to 9,037 feet. Climb rate set to 1,629 feet per minute.
Now, how about you,
VE's multi-line crater. Crater.
Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
VE object selected for selected 305. Selected for VE object, multi-line crater. Crater.
Climb rate set to auto-descend.
VE object selected 3400. Selected 305. Selected 3400. VE object, multi-line crater. Object, 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 object Lead only, selected FT. Selection removed.
See, but now I lost the game.
Speed set to 207 knots.
Alright, active sky's going for now.
Active sky.
By active sky.
1.1.5.0.1 column 511.01 active sky for P3DV4 command center 01 column 1. Message yes. Rest. Chat window. Next. Lock Martin register.
Until I can freaking figure out what on earth, how to avoid weather situations like that that are impossible for us to get out of.
Passing 10,000 feet, Captain.
Yeah, that shouldn't be possible.
Selected 305. Selected VD's multi-line crater. Crater.
Climb rate set to minus 1,000 feet per minute.
Crater.
Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
Medium selected for selected minus 1,000. Selected 3,400. VD offset, multi-line crater. VD offset, selected 3,400. VD offset, multi-line crater, map offset.
See, no, I don't need to be at no damn 10,000. Will you freaking go down?
Crater.
Climb rate set to minus 1,450 feet per minute.
Now I'm gonna have to.
Switching to true headings, sir. Flying airway B151 until reaching gales. Target up and selected. NAV on.
If we don't freaking crash due to climbing so damn much.
Find some flight with submenu. Load up at /EFJI. Auto. Abject. Multi-line. Crater. Crater Mama. Crater. Crater Mama. Crater Card. Crater. Crater. Crater.
Current altitude is 13,720 feet, sir.
VE must select the 3,400. Select the -1450. Select the 3,400. VE object. Multi-line crater. Crater.
Current altitude is 13,154 feet, sir.
There we go, that's more like descending than what I want to do. Sheesh.
Crater. Current altitude is 12,800 feet, sir.
Crater.
So now it's not going to ignore the freaking. Okay, now what is our airspeed?
Crater. Indicated airspeed is 212 knots, sir.
Crater.
Speed set to 207 knots.
VE object selected 34, selected -1450, selected VE object, multi-line, crater.
Okay, so now that I have this thing on checked, it always try to be at the altitudes that I sign for freaking waypoints. No, it's sad that, you know, I had to turn off the damn weather.
VE object selected 3,400, selected -1450, selected 3,400, VE multi-line, crater. Crater.
Current altitude is 11,127 feet, sir. Target gale selected.
VE not selected, selected -1450, selected 3,400, VE object multi-line, crater.
Here we go again, damn it.
Crater.
Current altitude is 11,587 feet, sir.
It should be going down now.
Crater. IDLA. Radar.
Current altitude is 12,496 feet, sir.
VE subject selected 34, selected minus 14, selected VE multi-line, radar. Radar.
Climb rate is 1,544 feet per minute, sir.
Of course, it's freaking going back up.
Lockheed Martin register, R3D register, V4. Autopilot main channel dialog heading for pilot submenu, multiple set, flight with submenu, low domestic warning point hold slash ESI. Napset, multi-line, radar.
Estimated time en route to Gales is 0 hours 8 minutes. Estimated arrival time is August 9, 2018, 1:58 and 7 seconds.
Well, that's if we've made it. This will be a nice video for YouTube.
Lockheed Martin register, R3D register, V4. Flight speeds up and left, takeoff, minimum speed save, 207 KNTS, Evans tank.
Speed set to 207 knots.
Autopilot, nav set, multi-line, radar.
Reaching transition altitude, Captain.
Yeah, this is not good at all, although...
Object, multi-line, radar.
Radar. Current altitude is 18,841 feet, sir.
Yeah, we're like transition altitude. Assume we're gonna go up to 25,000 and just crash. Oh, it's negative 1450, alright. It should be going down. It should be 3400.
Altitude set to 3,400 feet.
I'll change the altimeter for the hell of it. What is that freaking climb rate? Seriously, like, it's climbing faster than it should be able to climb.
Climb rate is 930 feet per minute, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah, because guess what? It's reaching...
Current altitude is 22,833 feet.
930 feet, it'll be... close to the freaking ceiling. So what better freaking... get up to that altitude and then freaking come back down again. So we're heading to Rectigales now. Because we're not on the airway anymore, we switched back to magnetic air. Magnetic air, so we're heading straight to freaking Gales. Oh shit! P3D did not pause. Oh wow. Oh whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so now.
Channel 1 column 2, op 21.1, flop 201 column 4.
Should not be the case.
Select row 1 AFK away from keyboard, row 1 column 6. Selected 110.00. Read only, selected 127.80.
127.80, that looks like a column 2.
Selected 121.70. Selected 110.00. Read only, selected 127.80. Read only, selected 121.70. Lockheed Martin registered 3, R3D registered 3-4.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
AFK away from keyboard, read only, selected 121.70.
121.70, let's try that.
Lockheed Martin, chat row 1, column 3. Chat, AFK away from keyboard, read only. Lockheed Martin registered 3, R3D registered. Autopilot main panel light, map, SPC check. MHPC not check.
Gotta change
count 2. REC selected 190.0. Select REC check, selected 115.60. Selected 118.00. AFK away from keyboard, row 1, read only, selected 121.70. Autopilot main panel dialog, heading course HTT, 07, selected RECV check, selected 118 point, selected
121.70, enter.
AFK away from keyboard, read only, selected 121.70, selected 110.00, read only, selected 127.80. Lockheed Martin, autopilot main, selected 115 point, RECV check, selected 121.70. AFK, read only, selected 127.80. Lock, autopilot main panel dialog, heading. Land.
127.80.
Selected 126.0. 08.62126.6.
127.80.
Selected 127.80. Selected 127. AFK away from people. AFK. Lockheed Martin registered. Pre-op. Chat row 1. Chat. A Lockheed Martin registered. Autopilot main panel dialog. Heading course HTT. 0. Selected 127.80. Selected 1. Select MAG 1. COM 1. ADF. Press. Come on, mag one. Select the mag one. Select the select. Are you seeing man check? Are you selected 100? Selected 127.0. Selected 115.60. Selected 127.0.
Ah, that was calm one.
Selected 190.0.
127.80. Enter.
Select mag one. Come on. ADF. Press. XPNDR. ADF. Come on, mag one. Selected 1200. Selected one. Selected 100. Selected 115. Are you seeing check? Selected one. Selected 100. Selected 127.8. 8 land 8 land 8.72127.8 land
0
select map comma ADF press comma map one selected 127.8 selected 127.80 selected 115.60 RECV check selected 127.80 selected 127.8 selected 1200 selected 127.8 selected 127.80
oh man am I gonna have to launch MCE just to freaking
desktop much Z19 of Microsoft Flight Simulator MCE manual 38 of multi crew experience 39 of 75.
Just to do this crap. And unfortunately,
okay.
P3D, it doesn't recognize the P3D, so P3D.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
I'm gonna pause it, even though the stupid PVA card doesn't recognize P3D. Even though I did what the instructions said to do that.
New ATC options.
Yeah, new ATC options. ATC right now. It's
new ATC options. New ATC simulation options. Pods. Time acceleration is 1.
COM2 127.80.
Got it.
COM2 127.80.
No need to do anything. It is selected.
Huh? Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 93 degrees. Runway. KVPC 01 selected, sir. Switching to true heading display for the approach, sir.
Okay, so it's still not.
AFK, AFK, away from keyboard. Read only, selected 121.70. Lock, lock, keyboard, register, pre-R3D, register, P4.
Simulation
unpaused. COM2 121.70.
COM2. Dial in 121.7.
MCE
right, so I did have it right, recognition. Okay, maybe this was it then. Alrighty. Did it go away?
Yes, it did. Okay, so it's still not working. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so guess what? This stupid plane isn't going to land because it's...
MCE is listening.
Turn autopilot off.
Sorry, I missed whatever you said. Autopilot off.
Affirmative.
Cheers. Autopilot already disarmed.
MCE suspended speech recognition.
Autopilot made. Selected 115.60. RECB checked. Selected 127.80. Selected 127.8. Selected 127.0. Selected 127.8. Selected 127.0. Select target map must read only. Read only. Read 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 object. Hand AB object LBLB slash object. HD MC SD check. Object. Multi-line. VE object. Selected 4040. Selected minus 21. Selected 4040. VE object. Multi-line. Greater.
Current altitude is 24,236 feet.
Oh my
sir.
God. It's not even... Not even... Oh my goodness. What? I've never had this problem before where FSX pilot refuses to land the damn thing.
VE object, selected 4040, minus 21. Selected, selected minus 21, selected remove.
Like, it's not even following the... I don't know, it's gotta do the freaking active sky crap.
Selected 40, selected minus 20, selected 93, minus 21. Selected 4040, VE object, multi-line, greater.
Altitude set to 4,040 feet. Greater. Climb rate set to minus 1,450 feet per minute.
Nope, I think for whatever reason, like, something broke in FSX Pilot where... I try one last pitch effort. Autopilot on.
MCE is listening.
Autopilot on. Autopilot on.
Autopilot already selected on.
Set altitude 4000.
Okay, selecting altitude 4000 set.
Altitude hold.
Altitude mode armed.
Vertical speed negative 1000.
Yeah, selecting vertical speed plus 1000, done.
Selecting vertical speed minus 1000.
Roger, setting vertical speed minus 1000. Selected.
Autopilot main candlelight map check. Multi-line, greater, map, SPD, MC, HD, Pulse, VZ, LD, HL, AVR, CAM, must be object, VZ, read only, read only, blank, read only, blank, read only, read only, select, VZ, see object, read only, selected, FTTR, selection, remove, read only, blank, map, object, read only, VZ, see must, CAM, must, AVR, HL, LVL, VZ, slash, Pulse, check, HD, not, MC, H, object, SPD, check, map, check, multi-line, greater, greater, limit, set to minus 1450 feet per minute, lucky, button, register, please. Autopilot main candlelight lock, heading course, HD. Seven, candlelight lock, range mode, menu. Press contact, near the airport, sub-menu, KZ2X, channel pilot, parcel, KZD1, KPBC, KFMH, KPBC, promised, Evans channel.
Switching back to magnetic headings.
Last menu.
Target KPBC selected. NAV on.
Press contact. Settle, Timmy, fly the flyover, flyover, fly the chance of fly traffic, fly GPS, fly start, KPB, fly GPS, auto land, the cable, short new, short S, normal land. Evans
runway. KPBC 07 selected, sir. Switching to true heading display for the approach, sir.
Can you please slow the hell down and...
Sorry, Captain. Ignore this nonsense of mine.
Autopilot name. Nav set. Multi-line trigger.
Current altitude is 22,477 feet, sir.
Meeting selected 30 to 80, selected minus 40, 20 feet, selected meeting multi-line trigger.
MCE suspended right. Speech recognition.
My goodness, what on earth? What on earth did you do, Active Sky?
We're passing transition altitude, Captain.
Yeah, I think this one, 01, I was probably an ILS runway. I think this thing was ready about land ILS, but we weren't even... That was very weird, whatever, like, it really messed up FSX pilot's faculties. Whatever the hell that... If there's an easy mode, like there is an AS and Active Sky next, I'd really love to know about it. Because I bet this, right now, it's set on, like, ultra-realism.
Multi-line, trigger, trigger, altitude. Trigger. Trigger. Trigger.
Current altitude is 12,068 feet, sir.
VE's up, selected 3289, minus 2922, select VE's up, multi-line, trigger. Lockheed Martin registered, RPD registered, V4.
This is quite the delayed flight, isn't it?
Runtime off, side G to R, D, land. Desktop, up the title, Google Chrome, row 1, column 1. No completed virtual airways. Side row 1, land. Space. U, H, S, O.
About to cross 10,000.
D, land. The lock off, D, land. D, land.
Descending below 10,000 feet.
Find dialog. Teach. Mech. Touch the subs. Mech. Hat 1X. KHBF ABB CNA. Descending. On time. Descend. Up. Descending. Up. Descending. On time. Okay. No completed virtual airways. Google Chrome. Lockheed Martin register.
MCE suspended.
Well, after recognition. All that time, we're still on time. After all those problems I had. By the way, that is the landing gear warning. Well, I guess that is the landing gear warning because we're at a speed that the landing gear probably should be down at. And yeah, the flaps are up. but we had to, you know, freaking MSX pilot put the thing, the climb rate to like 4,000 feet a minute so that it can descend in time to get to where it needs to be for the virtual waypoints that it creates.
Current altitude is 5,115 feet, sir.
So at 2.1 miles, we have to be at 3,289 feet. Okay, well, 1,000 feet to go until 3,400, which is what I set the altitude to.
Flaps 2. Current altitude is 3,335 feet. Sir.
When that alarm is about to go off, probably the. Well, definitely when the gear goes down. I was wondering if I just hit G and put the gear down right now, but don't know what the altitude is.
Current altitude is 3,275 feet, sir.
Probably not a good idea.
Current altitude is 3,273 feet, sir.
Oh, alright. 307 feet, not 70 feet now.
Select 3,289. Please select multiply printer. Select for 2. Select multiply printer.
Come on, it's 3,289.
Select the 15. Select the 15. Select remove. Select the object. Multiply.
Oh, that's damn terrible. so we ever gonna get up to that thing.
Gear down.
Gear down.
Lights on.
Meeting selected 8. Selected minus 5 on 8. Meeting object. Multi-line. Trigger.
Oh, 8 feet. Well, right.
Meeting register before.
Interesting. Definitely would not be a good idea to open up Active Sky right now. I'm just great. My headset's about to die on approach. I better not die. Just hold on for like. Well, no, this is not approach. This is freaking finals and landing. So, come on, just hold it. Hold on for a brief. Minute or two. See, look like there's still weather, like, you know, pre-existing weather from the earlier downloaded here. You can see 1,000 feet right now.
Autopilot main abject, multi-line, trigger.
Current altitude is 1,251 feet, sir.
Meeting update, minus 438. Select the meeting object, multi-line, trigger. Lockheed Martin register, R3D register, V4.
Feet above the ground.
1,000 feet above the ground, already.
1,000 feet, sir.
Cause then that's just an alarm in the plane telling us that we're 10,000 feet above the ground.
Five hundred feet.
Alrighty. Let's hope for the best here.
Minimums.
Two hundred. One hundred.
We need to. That's more like it. Put the thing 50, down 50. To idle.
30.
Landed.
Brakes and reverse thrust, sir.
That didn't sound like a hard landing, but... Well, at least I freaking landed, that's all I gotta say.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 74 degrees. That was a bit bumpy, sir. Never mind.
Yeah, I guess it kind of was bumpy. But yeah. Okay. Parking brakes. Engine off. And it's gonna be annoying to get PVA cars.